ain't paying no attention to you, boy. All right. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is devil destruction power. And Father God, with your word, we can defeat the devil every day. We also thank you, Father God, that your word is the revelation of your will.
Amen.
And Father God, that with this Bible, we can claim every promise that belongs to us. Father, I ask that you would just give your people a revelation of your word. Father God, that they will begin to live your word, they will begin to do your word, they will begin to act on your word, and they will begin to claim the promises. Lord, I come against the thief who would attempt to steal the word from their hearts this morning. Father God, and I thank you for binding that evil spirit. And Lord, I thank you that the word will be received in each heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Last week we began a series, How to Get Anything You Want from God. How to get anything you want from God. You know that you can get anything you want from God? You didn't know that, did you? Well, I'm here to tell you. Some people say, well, no, God won't give you anything you want. Yes, he will. If you follow certain conditions, God will give you anything you want. So you can get anything you want from God. I am here to declare it today. And all we have to do is follow certain conditions. Now last week, let's look at this our foundation scripture first. In Psalm 37, verse 4 and 5. Let's read this together. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. You see, if you are delighting yourself in the Lord, then he won't give you, then you won't be asking for anything stupid. You won't be asking God to give you a kilo of cocaine or a case of beer. Or something of that nature. You won't be asking God for things like that. But you will be asking God for things that are spiritual and godly material things. Praise God. Praise God. Alright, I need your cooperation so I know that you ain't sleeping. So, this is going to help you. See, if you know that you can get things from God, then you'll begin to pray and start asking God for things, and you'll stop coming to us and say, I need help. No, you'll be able to go to God because the pastors can only do so much. Praise Jesus. We need help too. Glory to God. But the thing pastors have learned is we learn to depend on Jesus. I can get anything from God. Glory to God. We said that word delight in Psalm 37:4 means to be soft or pliable. It also means to have be filled with a type of joy that only comes from delighting ourselves in God. So if you delight yourself in the right thing, or if you are happy in the right thing, God wants you to be happy. Praise God. God doesn't want you being sad and down and out. You know, Sister Mary was just saying earlier how much joy she was feeling this morning. I'm telling you, my feelings when I came here this morning was anything other than joy. I have no feelings. Say feelings.
Feelings.
I had no feelings of joy whatsoever today, last week, or the week before. It is tough sometimes trying to do the work that we are doing here. And when you're dealing with people, it's one thing if I was dealing with robots. I could just program them to do what I want them to do. But when you're dealing with people, it's difficult. Amen?
Amen.
Remember that. Those of you who are called to the ministry, remember you will be dealing with people, and people are difficult. It seems like some days people want to make themselves difficult. But you know what? You have got to learn to walk by faith and not by feelings. So when I went back to pray while y'all was in Sunday school, I knew I needed some prayer time. I needed some long time with God. I went back to pray, and I began to be filled with the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
You see, because God God will give you the joy that you need to have. And when you become happy in Him, then circumstances, whatever's going on, doesn't matter. Praise God. But if you delight yourself in Him, He will give you the desires of your heart. What is your desire? What is your dream? What is your goal? You think about it. God wants to give that to you. This young lady last week told me that her goal is to become a lawyer. And I said to her, yeah, you ought to become one because lawyers make a lot of money. You know what she told me? She said, that's not the goal. She said, you got to be happy and be able to enjoy what you're doing. Amen. I said, Jackie, you are a wise young lady. I said, I received that rebuke in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hey, glory to God. It's the truth. God has given this young lady a goal, and she has the right purpose for it. So I praise God for that. You know, we got another young lady who wants to be a therapist. What is it? Yeah, well, we're going to try to talk you out of that. But we know that God has called her into some kind of medical profession. And I believe God is going to give her her dreams, her goals, and her desires because she is, I have seen her walk in the past 2 years, and she is making every effort to walk in the Lord. Praise God. So you can continue to believe God for your dreams, your goals, and your desires. I know Pastor Christie's dream, goal, and desire is to begin to help people who are sick, who are downtrodden, who are out there in the streets. Glory to God. God's about to meet that dream, that goal, and desire, him and his wife. Glory to God.
Amen.
You know, the dream and goal and desire for those of us who are part of this ministry is to see this ministry to grow. We don't even want to put a number on it because we want to continue to see souls get saved all the time. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. If it comes 500,000, praise God. We just want the ministry to keep growing and growing and growing because we want souls to continue to be saved and saved and saved and delivered. Praise Jesus. So God wants to give you the desires of your heart. Y'all, God wants to give you the desires of your heart, baby.
Amen.
Now you put a little smile on your face. Put a smile on your face because you know you're out of place. And be happy.
Amen.
Be happy. I love you. All right. So God wants to give you the desires of your heart. Praise God. And He will do it. You just got to meet certain conditions. First thing we looked at last week, check your motive for wanting the thing that you claim to want. I just told you about what Jackie's motive was. Her motive is to be satisfied in whatever she's doing with the work that she's doing. Praise God. Amen. If your goal is just to make money, just to have money, just so you can buy nice cars and have a swimming pool in the mansion so you can look out on your veranda sipping mint julep and say, I have gained all that I need.
Mm. Wow.
To sit out on your yacht with your daiquiri and you know it's Sunday morning, you ain't even at church.
Mm.
No, that's the wrong motive. Well, I'll just listen to one of Pastor Troy's CDs. I don't need to be at church. No. You need to be here. Praise God. But if God will bless you financially if you obey Him and you will use it for His glory. Praise God.
Amen.
I want to be a millionaire. No, I want to be a quadrillionaire.
Amen.
I might raise that goal up to be a billionaire later on, but I want millions of dollars. Why? Not because I have, you know, let me tell you something. As far as material things, I could have a lot of material things. All I gotta do is do like some of y'all and just give me a credit card. I'm good for it. But I don't go out and buy a whole bunch of material things. My desire for money is so I can do more for the Lord. I'm so tired of watching Larry Jones on TV and then saying, are we giving to that ministry? Yes, dear. How much are we giving? That's not enough.
Yeah.
You know, I want to do more. I'm so tired of seeing these starving children and I can't feed more of them. I'm so tired of receiving letters and emails from missionaries in India and Philippines and Africa who need help and I can't help them all. I want money so I can start sending it.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I'm tired of hearing about families in Rhode Island. I'm not worried about those guys who just just destroy their own lives by, you know, coming out asking me for money, and then they go spend that money on drugs. But I'm talking about people who are sleeping, who got families, who are working and still homeless. I want money so I can build some apartments.
Amen.
So I can have these people staying.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
That's a good motive. Praise God. So I know I'm going to get that money.
Amen.
I know I'm going to be a millionaire.
Amen.
Praise God. How about you? The second thing we learned last week was you ought to search the scriptures and or seek the Lord to be sure that your desire is in line with what God desires for you to have. You need to search the scriptures. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You cannot develop your faith apart from finding out what God has to say on the subject. If you don't know what he says, then you need to go into here and find it. If you can't find it in here, because not everything in here for your personal life is in here, then you need to ask God what is his will for you. And he will reveal it. Praise God. I remember this a couple that was in when we were in Japan. We were all in the military, and God had spoken to this couple about a certain assignment that they were supposed to get going back to the United States. But when they got their orders, it was in a completely different place than what they believed God wanted them to do. So you know what they kept doing? They prayed. God said, that's where I want y'all to go. So they continued to confess what God had said to them. They continued to confess it, and orders never changed. They got the last day, they were on the island of Okinawa. Orders still didn't change, but they continued to confess what God has spoken to them. They said, no, God has said we are going to such and such a place. That is where we're going. They got on the airplane, headed towards the destination that their orders said that they were supposed to go on. But while they were in the airplane, they continued to say, no, this is what God said, that's where we're going. Halfway in the middle over the Pacific Ocean, the pilot got on, made an announcement, said, so and so and so and so, we just want you to know that your orders have been changed and you're going to blank, the place that they were believing God to go to.
Amen.
See? Some of y'all would have given up once you have gotten your orders. Some of the rest of y'all, the last day, you would have said, well, nothing's ever changed. We're about to get on the airplane. We might as well forget it. But these guys, they stuck with it no matter what the circumstances looked like, and they got to where they were going. Praise God. I have had similar situations in my life, but you know, I like to tell some stories about somebody else because y'all have heard just about everything I went through so far. But praise God. But the thing is when you find out what the will of God is for you, you stick with it. Don't quit. Don't give up. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And then we stopped at the third thing last week. Recognize that it is God's intense desire to give us the desires of our heart. When our requests are prayed with the right motives and in line with his revealed will. See, if you are praying with the right motives, and you know that it's his revealed will, then it is his intense desire to give you that thing. See, this is important to your faith. Because if you don't know that it is God's desire to give you the thing that you want, then you will not be able to persevere in faith and prayer no matter how much you know. Praise God. Praise God. God wants to do things for you. It's his intense desire. God wants things for you more than you may want. I think God wants me to be a millionaire more than I wanted to be. You know how I know that? Because God needs channels of people who will distribute his wealth. Praise God. And God wants to do some things on the earth, but he seems to like to use us fallible creatures. We looked at Psalm 81:13, where God said, oh, that my people have hearkened unto me, and Israel walked in my ways. And then verse 14, it says, I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with the honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. God wanted to do these things for these people, but they hindered him. He said, but oh, had my people listened to me. God longed to do some things for Israel, but they would not listen to the Lord, and so he couldn't do it. You know what hinders God from doing things for you? Your lack of obedience. But he longs to do things for you. He said in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 29, he said, oh, that there was such an heart in them, that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and their children forever. God wants to do things. He longs to do things for people. Praise God. Amen. He says, oh, you would just listen to me. Oh, oh, if you would just obey me. Just do what I tell you. There's so many things I can do for you. Praise God. But when we look at Luke chapter 12, verse 32, God says, Jesus says, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Yeah. God takes pleasure in giving things to people. Did you know that? God is a giving God. We said last week that God is generous. He is so, so generous. It is his nature to give. That's why God wants us to have the same nature as him. See, God doesn't want you to be a hoarder. Say, God doesn't want me to be a hoarder. Because he is a giving God, he wants you to be giving children like your daddy.
Amen.
So when you get blessed, the way to learn to get more of God's blessings is to show that you can be a channel of his blessing. Praise God.
Amen.
He told Abraham, I will bless you so that you can be a blessing. God wants you to be a blessing, and that's why he wants to bless you. It is his pleasure to give you the kingdom. You know his kingdom? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh, God wants to give you everything that's available in the kingdom. Kingdom, victory over the devil. Victory in healing. Victory in deliverance. Glory to God. All these are a part of the kingdom. And he said, if you will seek the kingdom first and its righteousness, then all the material things that you have need of will be added unto you. It's God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom and all of its benefits. Let's look at Psalm 35, verse 27. I love this song. Let's read it together. Say, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. God has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Did you know that? Oh, some people think that God has pleasure in you being defeated and downtrodden and beat up. That's not what God takes pleasure in. He takes pleasure in your prosperity. He takes pleasure in your success. You know, that word. Let me see if I got the definition up here. Okay, yeah, good. The word pleasure, it means desiring, delighting in, having pleasure in. The word prosperity includes a number of things such as completeness, welfare, peace, safety, soundness in body, health, quiet, tranquility, contentment, and friendship. God does not want you sick. He does not want you depressed. He does not want you in turmoil in your mind and here and there and worry. God wants you in peace. He wants you in tranquility. He wants you in soundness of body. He wants you in good health. Praise God. You know, my wife's not here today. Why? Because she's not in good health. That's not God's will for her. We're believing God for a complete healing in her body. Praise God. God takes pleasure in the soundness of my wife's body. You know, some people, they get sick, I'm suffering for the Lord. No, that's not suffering for the Lord. I'm here to tell you, it is not God's will for you to suffer that way. Now, I'm not saying it's never God's will for you to suffer. God does want us to go through some things. Sometimes we need to go through persecution. The Bible in 1 Peter talks about that it is the will of God in some cases that we go through persecution. You know that? Yes, and I have gone through quite a bit of that, so I can identify. But for the most part, it is God's will for you to have peace. And you can have peace and tranquility in the midst of persecution, right? Amen? You can, you, when you are going through persecution, you can still worship the Lord and say, God, you are my peace. You can still have soundness of body in the midst of persecution. God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Now I want you to look at Mark chapter 1. We'll deal with this scripture. This will be our last scripture, and then we'll close out. Glory to God. Mark chapter 1. You know, Lord, there's some different things today. It's okay. But, you know, we can try to get started on time next week. Give Pastor more time so he can really give you this word, because this is important to you. This is very, very important. It's great to come to church and have a good time. We should. Worshiping the Lord is great, but we also need to be taught the word of God. Praise God. Because many of us are not walking in the victory in the things that God will have us to walk in. Many of us are living far below the ideal that the Lord has established for us. And the only way to get to the place where we are going to walk fully in what he has for us is to know the word of God. This is the reason why God has given us apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers. Why? For the work of the ministry, for the edifying, for the building up of the body of Christ, till we all come into a full stature, into the knowledge of the Son of God. God has sent ministry gifts for this particular purpose. And so you need to pay attention to the ministry gifts that God has sent you and allow yourself to be built up in the Word of God. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
All right. Here at Victorious Word Christian Fellowship, you will be taught the Word of God. Whether you live it and do it is a different matter. But there will be no excuse. You can't say, Pastor didn't teach me. Because Pastor's trying his best. Praise God. All right, Mark chapter 1. It says, and there came a leper to him, beseeching him, kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, say moved with compassion. Jesus was moved with compassion. I want to stop right there for a minute. That word compassion, it means a strong desire to alleviate suffering.
Amen.
Listen to me. It means a strong desire to alleviate suffering. God has a strong desire to alleviate your suffering. Mm-hmm. He longs to give you the thing that you want. You want healing? God longs for you to be healed. You want deliverance? God longs for you to be delivered. You want prosperity? God longs for you to prosper. He doesn't want you in debt. He doesn't want the bill collectors calling you all the time, harassing you, messing up your peace. That's not God's will for you. Matter of fact, the Bible says, owe no man nothing except to love him.
Amen.
God does not want you in debt. Matter of fact, you are supposed to be the lender and not the borrower.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. In Deuteronomy 28, talking about the blessings and the curses, God said that you will lend to many and borrow from none. You need to get up under the blessing. Glory to God. We need to be, hey, instead of us giving to the bill collectors all the time, paying off Charlie to pay Bobby or Paul to pay Peter, whatever they say. Instead of doing that, you can be saying, hey, I don't owe no man nothing. The only person I owe is the Lord.
Wow.
And I need to write out a check to the Lord for a building for Victorious Word Christian Fellowship.
Amen.
Pastor, here's $1 million. Praise God. But write it to BWCF. Don't write it to Troy M. If you write it to Troy M, I might end up spending it for the Lord. All right. But glory to God. But God wants to alleviate your suffering. He wants to do it for you. So, and then Jesus put forth his hand and touched him and said unto him, I will be thou clean. Listen to that. Jesus said, I will. Another translation, the True New Testament, I wish I had written it and quoted it, but I read it this morning. the way he put it is, of course I want to be made whole. Jesus said, of course I want to be made whole. Jesus wants to heal you. It is his intense desire to do this for you. God wants to give you the thing that you want. He will give you anything you want, and it's his intense desire to do it for you. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, I love my Jesus. I love the Lord, and I will not take it back. But we're going to stop right here. We'll continue next week. I would encourage y'all to take notes during these times. We'll try to make the outlines available to you. As you can see, we're already working on a book on this particular topic, and hopefully that'll be out by next month. But the thing is that regardless of all that, start taking notes. Start trying to start really grasping these truths. One of the things that helped me when I was a young Christian, and I think I was like 7 months in the Lord when God finally sent me to a teaching ministry. I was before that we were in the I got saved in the chapel on Edwards Air Force Base, my namesake. Edwards Air Force Base in California. I got saved in the chapel there, and wonderful people. I love them. I thank God for them. I'll never forget them. The great things they did for us, they expressed so much love. But I didn't learn anything there hardly. I learned hardly nothing. Everything I learned from reading the Bible on my own. I mean, they all took turns preaching for one thing, and when they get up, you get one person, he reads a passage of scripture, and the rest of the sermon, you didn't know what the heck he was talking about. Thank the Lord! I mean, I said, I ain't learning nothing here. God finally sent us to a church that was 75 miles away. And it was a long drive, just like what Steve and Mary doing right now, driving a long drive. But I tell you, when I got there and that man started breaking down the word for me, and I was so hungry at the time, and my friend who took me there, he saw that I was just sitting there just trying to open a Bible. He ripped off a piece of paper and a pen, and he slammed it on my lap, and he said, "Start writing down what the man of God says." And so, reluctantly, because I was mad at him when he did that, I just did it just so he shut up. And then after I did it, and I looked at the notes, I said, "Wow, wait a minute, I got more out of this than I would have if I had just sat there trying to listen." And so the next day, I went and bought me a notebook and pens, and I started bringing them to church, and I started trying to jot down everything that man said. I still got them notes to this day.
Wow.
I'm telling you. And I used to read those notes, I'm telling you, during the week, I would get more and more blessed. Because the thing is, I knew I couldn't retain it in my mind. So I would encourage y'all, bring pen, bring paper, write down what we're saying to you, what we're teaching you, and you will grasp it even more. Praise God. Amen. You won't be sitting there during the week saying, "Yeah, Pastor preached some pretty good stuff, but I can't remember what it was." You'll be able to look at your paper and say, "This is what Pastor preached on, and this is what you need to get." Especially when you minister to somebody else. Amen.
Amen.
Stand to your feet. Yeah. Okay, Sabrina. Praise God.